T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Born November 14th in Paterson, New Jersey, and raised in Huntington Beach, California. He studied marine biology at Orange Coast College, but dropped out to pursue a career in modeling and acting. He made a name for himself on the long-running sitcom, Seinfeld, as well as on such series as The Tick and Rules of Engagement. You can hear him on the popular Fox animated series, Family Guy, as well as on the Adult Swim series, The Venture Brothers. Please welcome Patrick Warburton.
Mr. Warburton, how are
that
you today?
That is a pretty outrageous intro right there. You know, I really wasn't a model. I did a little print work. I don't know how that slipped in there.
Let me tell you one thing, Patrick. When you know the term print work, you were a model.
Oh.
Handsome.
Guilty.
So handsome.
I'll tell you what. When I was in my early 20s, I was lovely to look at. I was pretty. I was pretty. I was what they call man pretty. Yeah. Yeah, that all goes away. And you know what? I'm glad it does. I'm going to be honest. I would much rather be the hideous monster that I am now than that pretty model boy that I was. Because that's just not interesting. It's not interesting. You know what I'm saying?
It's too much of a cross to bear. To be so attractive, you have to curse God for making you so beautiful. Because it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's too much. You're right.
Mm. You are still a devastatingly handsome man, and you know what you are. I'll be honest; you're one of those great characters, and you have such an interesting delivery that there's part of me that wishes I had a guy like you in my life, where you go, "Hey, man, I got a real problem. I got to ask Patrick Warburton what I should do today," and it always feels like you'd have the right answer.
I ran out real cheap, so I could be on my way there, Kansas City. Love the joint. And we'll hang out.
I'd love
and
it.
I charge a little bit more, just a little over scale. And scale's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
You can afford it.
Would you accept whiskey?
You ask me anything, and
would you accept whiskey as payment?
Whiskey. Well, now we're talking.
I'm telling you, I do. It's. Let's talk about the Venture Brothers. It's an impossible. You know, when you try to tell somebody about something, you go, listen, I want to tell you about this show. And it's just, there's no good way. It's like trying to take a picture of the Grand Canyon and go, no, it's really, no, this is what, it never quite captures what you're trying to convey.
You know what? I think my kids feel that way when they're trying to explain to me the Venture Brothers. I have three boys, you know. And the boys all watched it religiously, and then I'll be late on it. And I'll be like, tell me what the hell's going on here. Dad, well, Brock's not heavy in this episode. And I go, you know, we go and we record these things independently. And so I can knock out, you know, 6 episodes in an hour because I just do the Brock stuff back to back. So they just sent me a link to a couple of episodes. I guess I thought the new season had come out, but it doesn't come out until Sunday.
Right? Yep, starts this Sunday at 8 o'clock on Kansas City time.
Okay. So, so I just watched, like, two episodes, and I thought they were just the usual super fun, super clever, well thought out. The one that I really thought was great was one episode paralleled and parodied the original Jaws movie, but just, you know, everything that happened was relatable to Jaws, and it was super fun. So I like that one.
Isn't it funny that there are adult cartoons now? And I think there were adult cartoons when we were super little. Remember back when some of the stuff was like super adult? Like the old Popeyes were a racist and so were the Bugs Bunny. But also there was a lot of adult undertones, and they had to strip out a bunch of cussing in the Popeye. That he would be saying stuff underneath his breath.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what's not an adult cartoon, you know, like Dora the Explorer. I feel like if we're talking about cartoons and cartoon humor and good cartoon humor, should be able to draw across generation gaps, because it's really easy to be physically humorous in cartoons and to be, you know, a little edgy. There is stuff that definitely is more aimed for, you know, adults.
Well, Jaws reference.
There were those great.
Yeah, a Jaws reference. I mean, that's going to be an older. It's not going to, 9-year-old's not going to get it.
Right. And then, of course, you know, like with the Family Guy, just because of the adult nature, the very, perverse adult nature things, you know. In these shows, they're more so adult. But I think, you know, like great cartoons, can bridge the gap, you know. All the old Warner Brothers cartoons. Those were just as fun, I think, for the adults to watch at times as the kids, you know.
Well, also the Family Guy, because I want to touch on that, because I have a few friends who are actually in wheelchairs, and they love Family Guy, and they love the character. And I always wondered, like, is he getting any heat for this? Because there's always a special interest group that just lacks a sense of humor. There's always somebody who's like, you can't say that. Somehow I've been sainted because I have an accent or a challenge. And you're like, no, we all bust balls.
Have we not spoken about my parents?
Oh no. No.
No, they're part of that group. My mother actually. Seth MacFarlane and I gave it to Seth, but I have a copy of the official, you know, document that my mother had signed with Parents for Quality TV to get Family Guy off the air. You know, there was my father was very upset one time. He called him off the message on my phone one time. He just called up, and I wasn't there. He was on my cell phone. And they wouldn't watch the show, but they would get intel. So he just said, I'm checking my messages. Patrick, this is your father. In a future episode of The Family Guy, God is sitting in a lazy boy chair next to a bottle of lotion. I wish you would get off that show quick. It's hard communicating with my father. I wanted to say, Dad, God's not an old bearded fellow like you sitting in a lazy boy chair getting ready to knock one off. This is satire. It's a cartoon, and this is what these have to be, you know, but they're so old school. My father was in the monastery, and I miss him to death. He passed away last year, but he was a very, very, you know, pretty hardcore.
Sure.
He was in the monastery for 3 months.
Sure.
I realized that wasn't his call, and then he went to Georgetown and Cornell Med School, and my mother went to school with the nuns. So they're very, very, very religious, and they don't see any humor, except we see humor in them. They're funny, you know. They're really over the top.
I love it.
Their level.
Well, I had to buy my parents. I had to pay their house off to make them like me because of this job. Because I just, you know, too many real stories came out about the family. And finally, I just literally, how much you own your house, and just made it go away. And that was my apology for all I'd done.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was the irony towards the I helped support them for a while, you know, and I said, you know, well, I'm giving you Family Guy money. You're just not allowed to say anything about Family Guy.
Yes.
I don't know if you can't see the irony. She would still donate money. I go, Mom, I'm supporting you guys. You can't be donating money when you're taking handouts. Oh, you can't take that away from me. I go, Mom, I know that you're donating money to Parents for Quality TV, which is trying to get Family Guy out there. So that's really... I don't see the humor in that I'm giving you Family Guy money and you're trying to get it off the air.
I love it.
There's no reasoning, but.
You're always going to be one of my favorites, Patrick Warburton. They're giving me the rap, but man, Venture Brothers Sundays, by the way, it's 11 o'clock Kansas City time, my bad. And Family Guy is on at 8 on Sunday as well on Fox. So two different things. And man, I always love having you on the show. Always very, very much, Patrick. And you're welcome here anytime.
Oh, Thank you, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
And I feel the same, you know, and a couple of model boys like us have really got to be together.
I know. I know. It's a gang. The others don't understand, Patrick. They don't know what we go through.
They don't. They don't get it. Well, they don't realize there is a bit of a cross to bear.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. No. Thank you, my friend. Beautiful, beautiful friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.